time now for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see.
Sa mga tauhan ng Diyos, ihahandog sa inyo ang palatuntunan, gilintuan gamay. Mayroong kasabihan, may daan na tila matuwid sa isang tao, ngunit ang dulo niyaon ay mga daan ng kamatayan o kapahamakan. Mula sa Proverbio o Kawikaan, Kabanatang 14 at sa Talatang 12. Kaya, kailangan natin ang gilintuan gamay.
For Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see.
Sa mga tauhan ng Diyos, ihahandog sa inyo ang palatuntunan, gilintuan gamay. Mayroong kasabihan, may daan na tila matuwid sa isang tao, ngunit ang dulo niyaon ay mga daan ng kamatayan o kapahamakan. Mula sa Proverbio o Kawikaan, Kabanatang 14 at sa Talatang 12. Kaya, kailangan natin ang gilintuan gamay.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang Gilintuang Gabay sa English Golden Guide at sa aking dayalik na si Buano Bulawanong Giya. Magandang umaga nung Duming.
Magandang umaga rin, Brother Len.
Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, nandito na naman tayo. At bago tayo magpatuloy, kaugalian na natin dito ang pagpatugtog ng awit sa Juan de la Cruz pala. Nang sa lahat na nagdiwang sa kanilang karawanong Duming.
Oo.
Kasali ka na.
Oo.
So, nagdiwang kayong nakalipas na December 20.
Yep.
So, how young are you now?
79.
Oh, 79. So, you are still belong to the septuagenarian, a person who are at the age of 70. 71, 72, up to 79. So septuagenarian person. So, next year, you will become octogenarian.
Oh, good.
So, noong belated happy birthday at sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa kanilang kairawan, Sister Nonita, sorry, I did not make any comments in your birthday, but I have a program, I can greet you even late. So, belated happy birthday, Sister Nonita Melshop. Once again, Sister Ninita, belated happy birthday. And belated happy birthday nong, Doming.
Okay.
And my first cousin, degree cousin, Mana Flavia, a belated happy birthday. At sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karewan, happy birthday sa inyong lahat. Mana Flavia, aking buong pinsang buo. At medyo din malungkot nung kasi meron din kaming second degree cousin, pumanaw, si Brother Israel. At condolence or sorry for your loss, Brother Israel, to his loved ones nung second degree ko. At may his soul rest in God's grace or in God's presence. So Israel, Brother Israel. So nung ipatugtog natin, kasali ka dito, hindi na muna ako aawit, doon na tayo sa Hamilton, pagkaloob ng Panginoon.
Yep.
Doon kita aawitan ng yesterday was your birthday. So ipatugtog natin ang happy birthday mahal. Happy birthday mahal nung Domingo.
Okay.
At sa ating mga kilala, mga kaibigan, at sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, happy birthday, mahal kong kaibigan, kapwa Kristiyano, mga mahal sa buhay, sa inyo itong lahat. Happy birthday, mahal by Ma'am Gloria Bilin. Pakinggan natin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na. Once again, Ong Domingo, happy, happy, belated birthday. Belated, happy, happy birthday.
Okay.
At sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa inyo yun, pati ni Sister Nonita Melchop, belated, happy birthday. At Mana Flavia dyan sa Cebu, Philippines, happy birthday, Mana. God bless you. God bless you all. At isunod natin, Ong, ang ating gospel song.
Yep.
Salamat po, Panginoon. Maganda to. Talagang nagpasalamat kasi ang ating theme ngayon, it's good to give thanks to the Lord. Okay? Yeah. Pakinggan natin mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na. Salamat Panginoong Diyos, napakinggan natin ang ating gospel song, ang punong-puno ng mensahe. Salamat po, Panginoon. Salamat ng daming sa kanyang kabutihan sa ating buhay. Malapit na matapos ang 2024.
Correct.
So we need to give thanks to the Lord.
Yeah.
So that is our theme for this time.
Yep.
So yan ang ating tema. Isang magandang bagay na magbigay tayong pasasalamat, walang iba, ang ating Panginoong Diyos. Correct. So, nung doming, bago tayo magpatuloy, please pray for our sa pagpatuloy sa ating programa.
Okay. I pray now. Lord, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We believe you sent Jesus Christ into the world to die on the cross.
Amen.
For us. Jesus Christ died on the cross, but on the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God. We turn to you now, Jesus Christ. You are the living God. And we turn away from sin. As we turn those who have sinned against us and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For the kingdom, power, and glory is yours.
Amen.
Forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, nong. So, once again, the microphone is yours.
Okay.
So you can start. Maumpisahan muna ang ating tema.
Yeah.
Isang magandang bagay na magbigay ng pasasalamat sa ating buhay na Diyos.
Okay. Yeah. Ang sa akin kasi naalala ko si Dr. Charles Stanley na siya ay namatay na as of now. Mm. Wala na siya, sa langit na siya. And when she was still alive, this was 2020, he wrote the book, and it is good to thanks God.
Amen.
And it is Psalm 92, 1:1-5, and I will read it already. I have you ever wonder why the Bible repeatedly tells us to give thanks to the Lord? The main reason is because we deserve it. He deserves it. He created you and keep your hearts beating. So trying to claim your life as your own amount to ingratitude. God created you to love Him, and He also sacrificed much to deliver you from your sin. Expressing thankfulness to the Lord, honor Him by acknowledging all He has done. Most of us would admit that our prayers are self-centered. We come with our requests, but how much time do we spend thanking God for what He has already accomplished? The psalmist in today's reading advises us to begin in its day by focusing on the Lord's loving kindness and faithfulness.
Okay, nong.
Even in the past 24 hours, brought pain or difficulty, we can still express appreciation for God's presence.
Excuse me, nong.
As He carried throughout.
I would like to interrupt you for a while because our listeners, they are also part of this program.
Correct.
So there is someone asked me to shout out.
Okay.
So shout out John Aldix Avondale. Thanks for reviewing.
Okay.
Salamat, Brad.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nong Doming.
Oh, it's okay.
Because they are part of our program.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Nong Doming.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay,
okay.
Continue.
Yes.
The second was the benefits of gratitude, which was given to me by when she was still preaching the gospel. It is Psalm 105, verse 1-5. Thinking God glorifies and magnifies Him.
Amen.
Yeah. This is to refocus our attention. Second is to relieve our anxiety. The third,
it's good,
represses our relationship. And the fourth one is reinforces our faith. So thinking God's glory glorifies and magnifies him, but did not know doing so also benefits us. The Lord does not need our gratitude, but we are give thanks. We become less selfish and more confident in God's character.
Amen.
Expressing gratefulness. So the second is the refocusing our attention. Life is filled with distraction that makes it harder to notice all God has done for us.
Yeah.
Instead of living with the weight of the world on our shoulder, it's good to try refocusing on the Lord by thanking Him for His faithfulness.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. The second is the relieve our anxiety. Many people in our society live with constant apprehension, but when we bring our concern to the Lord with thanksgiving, the burden shifts to Him, and His peace comes to us. That is Philippians 4:6-7. And the third one is the represses our relationship.
Amen.
Yeah. Gratitude keeps us from thinking that the Christian walk is all about us and our needs. Our fellowship with God is enhanced when we focus on Him. That is a relationship to God.
So we need to give thanks.
Yeah. And the fourth one is reinforces our faith. That Amen. Is very important.
So yes, that is very important.
Yeah.
So if we lose faith,
yeah.
So nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Thanksgiving helps us dig ourselves out of the pit of discouragement and strengthen us spiritually. When you were overwhelmed, thinking God is probably not on your radar. But I learned from experience that acknowledging all the Lord has done is a sure way to change attitude and re-energize.
Amen.
Yeah, that's it.
So we need it. Every time, every moment,
yeah.
Let us give thanks to re-energize.
Re-energize. Ngayon, as of now, meron kunyena yung pwede mong recharge yung mga battery.
Oh.
Like that. Re-energize so, our self to God.
Kapag nag-recharge tayo sa ating mga cellphone, lalo na sa sarili natin noong Panginoon.
Correct. And what I have also to emphasize is transform by the Word. These are all the worship from Dr. Charles Stanley's how he informed the public about thinking God has done. And this was the transformed by the Word.
Nung Duming, kapag hindi tayo magpasalamat, parang ingrato tayo.
Correct.
So in English, we will become, if we don't give thanks to the Lord, so we will become ungrateful person. So we must be grateful.
Yeah.
Kalpalagi nagbigay ng pasalamat. Pero sino ba ang dapat pasalamatan?
Siyempre si Lord.
Lord, pero merong mga tao ngayon, kahit sino-sino nilang tinatawag, pagkatapos merong problema, hihingis Panginoon, pero
correct.
Kapag meron ng mga biyaya, iba na ang
iniisip.
Iniisip, iba na ang pinangalanan. Oh, salamat! Mahirap yan.
Lalo na yung nag-aim puro pera.
Mm.
Pagka nag-aim ka ng pera, wala na. Ang focus mo, nasa pera na eh.
Nasa pera.
Diyan ka masisira ang attention.
Yung iba nung, ha?
Yeah.
tumatawag pa sa ibang pangalan.
Correct.
Pagkatapos magsabi, sana manalo ako sa loto. Pera yun.
Pera.
Huwag na ang isugal.
Yun ang ginagawa lang Diyos ang pera. Hindi si Lord. Kasi pagka na-transfer ka doon sa money, ala na, lalo na magugulo ang buhay mo eh.
Yan ang patuloy
nang. Susunod. This was the transform by the word. This was also the word of my beloved doctor, which is Dr. Charles Stanley. After Paul's conversion, he disappeared from 3 years, during which time the Holy Spirit instructed him in the ways of God. This was a critical time for his growth as a believer. This is St. Paul Young. The Lord speak so we can comprehend and communicate the truth.
Amen.
Yeah. What happened during Paul's desert years was only the beginning. God renewed the apostle's mind and work on confirming him to the image of Christ. Imagine, St. Paul, kinuha siya, hindi ba siya yung siya nagkaroon siya ng during the time na sinasaktan niya yung mga...
Inuusig niya mga Christian. At siya ang responsible, he was the responsible the death of St. Stephen.
Correct. Ganon siya nung araw. But he was converted to God.
Amen.
And this conversion is so much. For Paul, the change means applying his knowledge as a Pharisee to the revelation that Jesus Christ was the Son of God.
So si Pablo yun nagsabi,
si
no?
Pablo, oh,
yun
si
ang
Pablo.
Dahilan na meron siyang sinula. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
Yeah.
It is good things to give thanks to the Lord and give thanks. This is the will of the Father.
Yeah, the
yung
will of the
Father. Yung sa 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
Yeah.
In everything, give thanks to the Lord.
This is the will of the Father. Yeah. Importante yan eh. Here was a man who knows scriptures thoroughly. But the truth that Jesus was the promised Messiah made him reconsider the foundation he had been trusting. Everything Paul knew about God had to be reevaluated in light and this new information. The apostle spirit was being shaped according to the Father's will.
Amen. I would like to interrupt you again.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we have a viewer from Algeria. How are you, Jihan? God bless you.
Yeah.
And once again, belated happy birthday. So she was celebrating for the past 2 weeks.
Wow. So celebration is so good.
She is an Algerian pretty lady. Pretty girl.
Wow.
Okay, Jihan, God bless you.
Yeah.
Okay, no?
Okay. And long after Paul began his ministry, the Lord kept working on him.
Once again, sorry. Brother James Bolon, thanks for your viewing. Salamat sa iyong panunood. God bless. Yeah. Mag 1-on-1 tayo sa basketball, ha? Maghanda ka. God bless.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So... long after Paul began his ministry, the Lord kept working on him. Si Lord palang talagang pinabaho niya si Paul. Talagang
amen.
Si Pablo talaga ay kinuha niya ang spirit ni Pablo. Every person who reads his letter is a witness to this process. Like Paul, you are the Holy Spirit's student. Student pala tayo ng Holy Spirit.
Oh, the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. That is our spirit.